Hey there, this is Seth Varis coming to you from Channel 9 Live. Here we're in the Seattle Convention Center for Build 2017 edition, and I'm here with a special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do.
Sure, my name is Chris Mullins. I'm a director on the Bot Framework team, and I get to work with bots all day long.
So bots have been out now for about a year, is that right?
They have. They've been out for about a year. We've seen amazing growth in the last year. We've gone from really zero last year to now we're over 1 million unique active users per day. We're seeing tens of millions of messages, hundreds of millions of transactions. And today alone, I think we're dropping 100 and something new features. It's been crazy this last 12 months.
That's amazing. So for those that don't know about the bot framework because they've been living under a rock, why don't you tell us what that is and why it's important?
Sure. So the bot framework is a bunch of libraries and services that run that help you build conversational interfaces for your apps. So we have SDKs in Node, we have an SDK in JavaScript that's all open source on GitHub. We also have a bunch of services that run up in the cloud that let you connect your bots and all your conversational logic to channels like Slack, Skype Teams, Skype for Business, Bing now, Facebook Messenger. So you can really build a bot with our toolkits that works with your users pretty much no matter where they are.
So that's awesome. So let me see if I understand this right. The bot framework is a way for you to create sort of conversational type things that connect to a lot of different channels. Let's call them that.
Very much so. So okay. We help with all aspects of that. Building dialogues, which is one of the core pieces of bots. And we really go after three aspects there. We go after talking to a bot through speech. We go after typing to a bot on the computer. Or we go after touching things through what we call adaptive cards.
That's impressive. So I've heard about the first one. And I'm going off the rails here because this is super interesting. So I've heard about typing to a bot.
Yep.
I've barely heard about speaking to a bot. Is that like the Cortana skills type thing?
It certainly is. So we, as of today, we have enabled speech across the entire bot framework platform. It's in our SDKs, it's in our protocols, and it's in our channels. So as of today, you can speak to a bot through Cortana. We've also lit up the speech story through our web chat control. And that includes things like if you build a speech model in Lewis, which is the AI components that let you define what your bot's language model looks like, we will actually take that model and export it to all of our back-end speech services on your behalf. The developer doesn't have to know anything about that.
That's amazing. So you literally talk to it? Like I'm trying to, because I built a bot before, and it was like a function that received some text. I mean, I'm trying to visualize like a function that receives something somebody talked.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've put really first-rate voice recognition in front of this thing, and it comes to you now. It goes through spell checking. It goes through things like semantic dictionaries. It goes through lists, and you end up with, in your code, Lewis intents that have fired.
Oh, I see. So effectively, because I was thinking you're getting some WAV file and then you got to do something.
You've already
gone through the process
right.
of recognizing the text, correcting whatever grammar,
right.
and then it goes into Lewis and gives you the intents and the whatever.
That's right.
What are the intents and actions, is it?
Intents, entities,
and
then we have what are called utterances, which are examples by which you train Lewis and say, this is how my model works.
So let me see if I understand about the bot framework. There's another aspect of the bot framework that to me is super interesting. Like the bot framework feels like it's a set of tools that you use that you're able to sort of get text and do work, but the thing that I'm trying to understand now is explain to me the channels aspect of it.
Sure. So once you build your bot, and your bot is a conversational thing that is adapted depending on what channel it talks to. Now, some channels are like an SMS channel, for example, that's just text. You can send text to it, you can receive text, but other channels are, for example, a Facebook Messenger or Skype Teams. And those are much richer. They have cards, they have all kinds of interaction modalities. And you as a bot developer shouldn't have to worry about most of that. You should be able to just build a bot and very much connect it to the channel of your choice. So if you want your bot to show up in the Bing search result, for example, which we announced today, you take your existing bot and you connect it to the Bing channel and you publish it. And now when the user searches, for example, for the Contoso Cafe bot on Bing, up comes your bot and you can chat with it right there on the Bing canvas.
So as an experience, that's interesting. So let's just say I'm a shop, I sell foos, whatever those are, and they search for foo. Like literally within Bing, you can talk to my bot right there as you search for my
That's right. And you can see that right now. You can look up for Moksha in Bellevue, which is an Indian restaurant in the Bellevue Square Mall. You can look for Monsoon. There's a whole bunch of restaurants that now have bots with them that light up right in the Bing canvas.
And if you have a restaurant, it's like, same question. When are you closed? How many people are there? You know, what's the wait time? I mean, literally, you can have a bot just do this.
Do you have Wi-Fi? Do you have a gluten-free menu? All these kind of off-the-wall questions that we can model.
That's amazing. So let's talk about the channels. What channels do we have, and what channels did we announce?
So we have, I think, 15 channels total today.
Okay.
And the ones we just announced, we announced a Cortana channel today. So you can take your bot, bind it to the Cortana channel, and now your bot will show up in Cortana as a skill across the hundreds of millions of devices that are using Cortana today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep going. You're going to say some more.
Skype for Business is a channel we announced today. That's one of our most requested channels. So everybody who's looking to build Line of Business bots tied through Skype for Business, today they can do that. It works fantastic for kind of cloud deployed O365 Skype for Business.
And that's awesome because, no joke, I have a big family, and all of a sudden I realized I need to have a way to organize my family, and I have Office 365.
Nice.
Organized. Imagine creating a bot, like, hey, bot, where's my kid supposed to be today, you know? And it telling me, oh, you better take him to the whatever because they have whatever. That's a really cool way of looking at it, too. And that Skype for Business is an Office 365, is that right?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
And we also added the Bing channel today, so you can build your bots and bind them onto the Bing canvas or showing up in search results.
That's cool, and that's for the restaurant example that we talked about. So here's a question that, and this might be a tough question, but like, how do I know how well these things are doing, right? I mean, because I let's just say I make a bot, right? And I'm like, is this even making a difference? How do I know what's happening?
That's a great question. So we've just today announced, or we'll be showing a lot more, what we call bot analytics. So you can look at the back end of your bots through Azure Insights and start getting data around how many users am I seeing? What's their retention rate look like? How many times is the same user visiting? What kind of messages are you seeing? How many conversations are starting?
So that's pretty deep. I mean, that's a lot of. I thought you were going to say, oh yeah, this is nice. This is how many times the function was called, but you have more than that.
Quite a bit. Yeah, we actually are starting to add directly bot relevant analytics into the system, which is a way to tell if you're building bots, are you getting your money's worth out of your bot? How do you tell?
And so here's another question that sort of segues. Let's just say I'm excited about this. I want to do this. I want to appear in Bing. I want to, you know, organize my family in Skype for Business using bots. How, like, it seems like it's a complicated thing to work on. Do we have anything that helps with that?
So we have a lot of things. We have, first off, if you just go to GitHub, we have probably 50 odd samples to get started right away across Node and C#. So you can pick your language.
Sure.
And at the easy side, you start with an Echo bot, and they get all the way through fairly advanced Azure integrated, directory integrated, authenticated experiences. And there's a whole spectrum across that.
That's awesome.
So,
what about documentation? Tell me about that.
Amusingly enough, that was probably our number one requested feature in this last year, saying we really needed to up our game in the docs department. We had all this great tech, and it was hard to discover. So we have very much doubled down with that. We have a brand new documentation site integrated with docs.microsoft.com.
Wonderful.
We have hundreds of articles. We are fully integrated. Our SDKs show up in the proper SDK searches. We have teams of people writing articles and bringing everything up to date. And the response has been today overwhelming.
Okay, so we've got docs in place. We have some new channels, improved services. Now, here's the next question, because one of the things that, like, I'm thinking about this as a programmer, this feels like it's a really cool thing. But if I'm putting my business person's hat on, is there a way to monetize the efforts we put into bots?
That's a great question. Just today we announced payments. So you could go to the Microsoft Seller Center, onboard to the Microsoft Wallet, and start taking payments right through your bot. We're integrated with Stripe on the back end there. And people can just, it's a very low friction experience. It's fantastic. If you come over to the Bot Framework booth or ask us for demos, happy to show it to you.
We'll have to do a demo on that, because that, like, I'm trying to envision, like, what does that actually look like? What does it look like? How do I pay a bot? I mean, it has to know who I am. And then can you walk me through that scenario? Because that's an interesting scenario to me.
Sure. So let's say we have a demo over in our booth now. You want to buy a red polo shirt, just like Scott Guthrie likes to wear on stage.
Of course. Right.
So we can show you that. So here's a polo. You click a button to buy this, and up comes a purchase experience. Enter your credit card number right here. If your credit card happens to be on file, you can envision scenarios through Cortana, through profile stores where it's already on file. Mm-hmm. You can just click purchase, and off we go.
And what's cool is with Stripe, if you have, because there's a way to do like recurring payments, and you can use stuff with Stripe to automatically integrate with the bot too as well.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So here's a question for those that have never written a bot. When you make your first Echo bot, what are you going to see?
So when you start with your bots, you write code, Node or C#, and right away you're dropped into an emulator experience.
Okay.
So running on your local machine is what we call our web chat control, and you can just type to your bot right there. You can do breakpoint debugging, you can do output debugging. Mm-hmm. You can start integrating that with the other services that we have. Mm-hmm. You get logging pretty much immediately. So the goal there is zero to working bot in just a few minutes.
Now you mentioned, interestingly enough, because I heard this too fast, but you said there's both C# and Node SDKs. Did I get that right?
You did. So on GitHub, on our bot framework GitHub page, we have two SDKs. We have Node and C#. Mm-hmm. They both see tremendous traction. We have hundreds of issues and active discussions going on around that every day. We do support for those on Stack Overflow. We have a bot framework tag there that people can use.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So tell me about the, because we talked about this briefly with speech support. When I'm making a bot for speech, because you said it's easy to make an Echo bot, is it as easy to make a bot that accepts speech?
It is. So there's two sides to speech. There's the speech input and the speech output.
Okay.
So for speech input, you, the bot developer, are largely insulated from all the details around how the speech recognition works. It's very much down to that we've democratized a lot of that. Especially if you're building your language models using Lewis, which is this very specialized tool that's got GUIs around it for building the model. For the most part, speech recognition happens invisibly to you. The user would have just hit the microphone button on a web chat, or maybe they came in through a headless device like a car or the Cortana speaker. And you just got an intent trigger, the exact same as if the user hit a card button or if they type something.
Tell me about the card, because I don't know if I know enough about the card to speak intelligent to me. Maybe you can help me out with that.
So we've had cards in bots for a while. So cards are little areas of information that show up. They're, for example, if you ask what's the weather, you might get back a small card showing 5 days with some clouds and some thunderstorms. If you just booked a flight, you might get a small card that comes back saying, here's your flight from A to B and what time it is. Mm-hmm. So cards show up they show up across the board.
Okay.
So to make that better, we introduced today adaptive cards. They were in the keynotes today. And we're driving adaptive cards across Windows, so we'll see these in Windows Live Tiles, we'll see these in the Notification Center, we'll see these all over the place. And what they are is these are little bits of JSON that get rendered to a card. So rather than being stuck with a carousel card or a hero card or some other of 5 or 6 predefined card types, you, the developer, are in control. And these things are rendered into the canvas upon which they're shown. So when you come to the adaptive card builder, you say, what does this look like on Skype? On Teams, on Skype for Business. Mm-hmm. What does it look like rendered to an SMS channel?
Right.
And for example, some of those may be dark themes, some of those may be light themes, some of those may be smaller or larger.
Yeah. So you gotta be able to adapt to those?
That's right. That's why we've called them adaptive cards.
And does it adapt by itself? Is there anything I have to do as a programmer? Do I have to have a bunch of if statements?
There is not. You define these things in JSON and they have drop downs, they have buttons, they have callbacks. And you can also add what we call SSML to that, which is a W3 standard for speech. Mm-hmm. So these things are very friendly with headless devices or for people with accessibility needs, because rather than just reading the entire card line word for word, you can say, the weather today is, and you can put the text right in there that you want read.
Wow.
So.
And that's kind of cool because I'm thinking about the new way of interacting with computers, and bots feels like the natural extension to what we do with computing, because you said that when you return cards, you can return special quote-unquote UI depending on
That's
the situation.
Right. So one of the reasons we think bots have been so successful is they're very adaptive to where the user is.
Sure.
And we've taken a lot of that burden inside the bot framework so the developers don't have to care, is this thing being rendered to a car where it's just audio? Is this thing being rendered to your PC where there's a much richer UI experience? Or is it being rendered down the channel that doesn't support any of that?
Right. So my question is, I've always wondered, and maybe this, because I saw this a long time ago in the bot framework, do I have to be cognizant of the channel that I'm writing to? Or is a lot of that work already done, per se? Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. So a lot of the work is already done for you. To offer the best user experience, you're going to have some knowledge of the channels to which you're building.
Got it.
Certainly, the hardest part of building a bot isn't the code itself. It's deciding, what do my scenarios look like?
I see.
Because asking, what's my bank's routing number, might work great on one mode, but not work at all on another, depending on how you define your scenarios.
Right, right.
So.
Okay. So roadmap, looking ahead, future. Yeah. What can people look forward to with the bot framework starting now and moving into the future?
So I think some of the things we'll start to do in the next few months, we're looking at a lot of integrations across the Azure ecosystem with things like Azure Flow, perhaps Power Apps. we're certainly looking, we dabbled our toe last October into kind of the platform as a service for bots, the Azure Bot Service. We've gotten pretty great responses from that, but we're looking now to see what's next. Where could we logically take that?
Got it.
So this week we're offering a sneak peek of what we call the Azure Bot Service V2.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's a very holistic kind of one-stop shop for building bots. It's very platform as a service. It's integrated with Azure Functions. It's even more deeply integrated with Lewis and some of the other AI tooling. Mm-hmm. And we'll be showing that this week. We'll be hopefully showing that a little bit more publicly, probably sometime this summer.
I love it. So where can people go to find out more and get started with bots?
So botframework.com is our website.
Okay.
We can get there. We can get to the node. The SDK is from there. You can get to our help from there. You can get to our forums from there. We have a very active blogging community. We're dropping a few articles per week.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is awesome. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning all about the bot framework. You should make your own bot starting today. Thanks for spending some time with us. Thanks for watching. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. We are at Build 2017 Edition. We'll see you next time. Take care. Yeah.